Well, this morning we have a guest joining us here on our program over at the Riverside School District in the Oakland area. Marcos Antunes is working on an Eagle Scout project. We're going to talk a little bit about that this morning. Marcos, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I am pretty good.
Well, very good. Hey, tell us who your folks are.
My parents are Michelle and Wong Antunes.
Okay. Do you have any brothers or sisters?
I have an older brother. His name is Michael. He's in college at UNI. And my little sister is Leanne, and she's going into ninth grade.
Oh, very good. Now, have either your brother or sister been involved in scouting also?
My brother was in scouts for a while, and he dropped out of it when he was going in high school. And my sister is a Girl Scout currently.
Oh, very good. So scouting's important in your family.
Yeah, every one of us has been involved in scouts at some point.
Excellent. Hey, tell me, why did you get involved in scouts in the first place?
Well, Cub Scouts, I just had people come down to my school and kind of show off what it was about, and I thought it was really cool. And the things I learned in Cub Scouts and just the whole idea of camping and getting to learn new things kind of is the reason I wanted to join Boy Scouts.
Sure. Well, you know, there are a lot of youngsters who try Cub Scouts and maybe give it a go for a year or a few years, and for some it's something they continue on with. For others, they kind of fall by the wayside. At what point did you decide this is for you and you want to keep moving forward?
I think it was around the Weeblos age, so like right at the end of Cub Scouts. That's when you get to, I guess, do all the big boy sort of Boy Scouts things. You're not technically a Boy Scout yet. You're still technically a Cub Scout. But you get to do more things. You get to have more freedom. And that's closer to Boy Scouts, I would say, than Cub Scouts. And I think that even if some boys try Cub Scouts in some of the lower grades and they're not really loving it so much, they could give it another shot when they get older, because Boy Scouts is a lot different than the younger grades. Grades, I guess you'd call them, of Cub Scouts.
Sure. Yeah, there's that transition period of Weeblos, and then you move into the Cub Scout realm, and from the Cub Scout realm to the Boy Scout realm. And, yeah, everything changes a little bit. Now, you are more advanced here. You're working on an Eagle Scout project. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so I've been working on my project for quite a while now. It's probably been a year and a half, maybe. Basically, my project is a program at the school of Riverside, at the high school, for grades 6 through 12, and also a public event at Impact Hill on September 12th at 6 p.m. that will teach community members and students about first aid, bleeding control, active shooter situations, and other just general emergency preparedness things.
How did you come up with this particular topic to focus on?
Well, I knew I didn't just want to build something with my hands. I had seen a lot of people that they wanted to build benches for a park or redo gazebos and things like that. And I thought those things were cool, but it just really wasn't something that I wanted to do. I wanted to, I don't know, create a program of some kind. And I was at school one day. I was looking at our emergency procedures that are bulleted in every classroom, and I noticed that we hadn't really gone over a lot of them for the students. At least the teachers had had training, but for the students, a lot of us really weren't sure about what to do in some of these emergency situations. So I thought it would be a good idea to at the school have every student learn what to do in the event of, say, an active shooter or of a bomb threat, or things like that.
Even the bleeding control part, that's become a big deal in a lot of local communities, is these Stop the Bleed programs that local hospitals and care facilities are working with. You never know when you might be in a situation where you could help if you just knew how. So these are important.
Yeah, I think it's really important for everybody to have at least a basic understanding of what to do in a situation, rather than just, you know, being a bystander that could get in the way of, say, paramedics. People could contribute something because there's only so many paramedics, but sometimes there's more victims than there can be first responders. So I think it's important for everybody to have an understanding of what to do if somebody's injured.
Absolutely. So, Marcos, let me ask you then, what's your knowledge about some of these things? How are you able to impart this knowledge with others? Have you been studying up on a lot of this?
Yeah, so in Boy Scouts, obviously, you have things like the first aid merit badge and things like that. And we like to go more in-depth at my troop personally. And just recently, after we had a wave of new kids join, we went back over first aid and we went more in-depth with things like splints and, you know, bleeding and just other things like that. And I've done a lot of research. It's been, like I said, it's been a long time for this project. I've been researching and just planning stuff for over a year. And actually at the event, personally, I will not be teaching unless, you know, a certain group needs some help. But it'll actually be taught by the Emergency Management Agency and local fire departments.
Were they receptive when you approached them about being a part of something like this?
Yeah, a lot of the departments have been really receptive, and they like the idea, and they think it's important for everybody to know. And I've had a lot of good responses from people.
Very good. Well, you mentioned that a lot of the teachers have some of this basic knowledge. You wish more of the students had it too. But is this something that's available for just the general public to come in and find out more?
Yeah. So in the morning, during the school day of September 12th, is when the fire departments and the EMA will be at the Riverside High School teaching grades 6 through 12. And that part will just be first aid and bleeding control. And then that night at 6 o'clock p.m. to 9 is when the sheriff's department will come in and teach the whole program, I guess you could call it. They'll teach bleeding control, first aid, active shooter, general emergency preparedness to the public. Anybody that wants to show up can show up.
Okay, very good. Will there be materials involved in this then?
Yeah, so at both the school and at Impact Hill, there will be stop the bleed kits that the fire departments will use to give more of a hands-on teaching element to the whole thing.
Okay. So is there a cost for folks to participate?
There is not. It's absolutely free. There's no age limit. You can bring kids that are, say, in elementary school or middle school if you want them to see, you know, maybe they'll pick up a thing or two, and there's no cutoff for how young you can be.
Excellent. So anyone can participate. Can they find out more?
Yeah. So on Facebook, I have an event. It's just called Are You Prepared? And I have a brief description about what my event is. And also, I will be posting updates all the time on there, and especially as the event gets closer and more information, I'll make sure to post updates on there.
Very good. Easy for folks to find out more details there then, too. Marcos, let me ask you, how does this particular thing, doing a program like this, how does this fit into the mission with the Boy Scouts?
The Boy Scout motto is be prepared. And so I think it is important not to only be prepared for yourself, but to make sure the people around you are prepared for the worst of anything. And that's part of how I came up with the name for the event, Are You Prepared? And I think it's important to share the Boy Scout values of knowing first aid and knowing how to deal with an emergency to the general public. I don't think that should be limited to just a select few people. I think everyone should have that knowledge.
Absolutely. Well, because you're always trying to help other people, and that's part of the Boy Scout mission too.
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, sounds like you've got a pretty busy start to your senior year at Riverside High School.
Yeah, it's going to be a busy year.
Very good. Well, we hope you have a great school year here this year, getting started again, Marcos, and hope you have a great opportunity there with that particular program. Now, give them the details one more time, when and where.
When is September 12th from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m., and at Impact Hill in Oakland, it's 501 Oakland Avenue in Oakland, Iowa.
Okay, easy to find, and if they'd like more information, online, go on Facebook, and you can find out more there as well. Excellent. Well, Marcos, thank you so much for being with us here this morning, and thanks for doing what you're doing. That's an important program. We wish you the best.
Thank you. How to deal with an emergency to the general public. I don't think that should be limited to just a select few people. I think everyone should have that knowledge.
Absolutely. Well, because you're always trying to help other people, and that's part of the Boy Scout mission, too.
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, you sounds like you've got a pretty busy start to your senior year at Riverside High School.
Yeah, it's going to be a busy year.
Very good. Well, we hope you have a great school year here this year, getting started again, Marcos, and hope you have a great opportunity there with that particular program. Now, give them the details one more time, when and where.
When is September 12th from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m., and at Impact Hill in Oakland, it's 501 Oakland Avenue in Oakland, Iowa.
Okay, easy to find. And if they'd like more information, online, go on Facebook, and you can find out more there as well. Excellent. Well, Marcos, thank you so much for being with us here this morning, and thanks for doing what you're doing. That's an important program. We wish you the best.
Thank you.